Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Don't let a wild pube wreck you. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and our sponsors at Manscaped are here for you for the best tools to get your balls ready for the special occasion. This V-Day, it's time to join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming, with our exclusive offer. To get this, go to Manscaped.com and use promo code Bubba, that's B-U-B-B-A, for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, their shed travel bag and the anti-chafing boxer brief, to keep your boys stored comfortably. And to complete the perfect package for your package are liquid formulations like the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. You gotta have both of those. Start your day off with a deodorant for your boys, then stay cool all day with toner to keep them feeling the best all day and night. These formulations will have your ball smelling like a king on your big day. Go to Manscaped.com for our exclusive offer and 20% off free shipping with the Bubba code. Your balls and your lady will thank you. Join Cupid and shoot your arrow with Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
I mean, let's just be honest. Probably only Dan and Blitz are the only ones that wouldn't have an issue necessarily with people seeing how they look like nude and them in action.
I got no issues.
Not Dr. Dan though.
No. I mean, yeah.
I got issues.
Issues. Like Dan, you're like, man, if there was a sex tape of me, I look good. I look good.
Just make sure that lighting's good.
I mean, you know, Dan's actually...
Where's Country Girl?
When he makes a sex tape, needs a lighting director and a whole big deal if he was to make a sex tape.
It's a
full production.
Background music.
Dan's going to start dieting for the event. You know, he's going to start cutting weight just so he even looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, listen, I know that I would... If I was fully nude and the lights fully turned on... Boy, I don't know if I had the swagger that I'd want people to see that.
Not one bit.
And Lummy, how about you?
Not at all.
When, you know, you're doing certain stuff that you do.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that while you're sitting there taking it, saying, I wonder what this looks like?
No, I try to black that out.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I've had that thought before when I'm doing stuff, and I'm like, man, I wonder how this would look like. And then, Dan, you're the only one that'd be like, yeah, let it rip. Turn the lights on and roll the cameras, bitch. I look good.
Document.
Anna, you probably wouldn't want the lights fully on.
No.
Tapes are rolling.
I don't even like people looking at me. The people that in the room.
Oh, the person having sex with you.
Yeah, don't even look at me.
You want him being blindfolded.
I just don't want them to look at my face. It makes me uncomfortable.
Oh,
so wait,
the person you're supposed to look at the headboard?
Wait a second. You don't want the person that you're having sex with to look at your face?
No.
That's weird. Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess
with Dan, let's not peel back the problem. Dan, we can't sit here and even start peeling back that process, okay?
Don't make eye contact with me. Makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Look away.
Can you imagine you're blasting a girl and she says, don't look at me?
Yeah, I can't imagine it.
No wonder you can't get laid. I mean, you make it impossible.
She gets the mask out and you're like, hey, this is kind of hot. And she goes, no, this is for you.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do like an eye twice.
I'm Marshmallow. You're going to have sex with Marshmallow tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to blindfold your guy.
And then Blitz, at the end of the day, I know that you've come a long way in your Johnny Fitness, but you probably wouldn't want all the lights on with a two-camera shoot getting you having sex.
I don't care what I look like. The answer is no.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Tyler, that question's not privy for you, my friend. Don't answer it. You're my son.
I require 3-camera minimum,
yeah, Daddy.
Daddy.
I mean, Daddy, I figured you got cameras up in my bedroom anyway, Daddy. That's what you do. I mean, you tell me all the time that you're going to be in your office, brother. So I just think I'm putting on a show, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Smile.
So, Wayne Babin writes to Don Mikowski, because Don Mikowski obviously is on Cameo. Don Mikowski, the magic man, the former starter for the Green Bay Packers, who went out hurt. Well, the Packers traded for Brett Favre. They went and got Brett Favre. But prior to that, you know, Don Mikowski was their guy. Don Mikowski even took him to the playoffs.
Yeah, like, he wasn't that bad.
Don Mikowski was, you know, good. He was super good. And then like the first or second game of, I think, not the 92 season, Don gets hurt against the Bengals.
Yep.
The Packers are down 22-0, and this gunslinger, Brett Favre, come now checking into game number four. Brett Favre, never seen nothing of him, goes, brings the Packers back to win the ball game, and never, ever not started as a Green Bay quarterback ever again.
And he was a Pro Bowler. He made the Pro Bowl.
Don Majkowski was a Pro Bowler. So, from the University of Virginia, first started under Lindy Infante, then followed Lindy Infante to, I think, Indianapolis.
Yep, he did.
Then Detroit.
Yep.
And then I think he might have gone back to Indianapolis.
No, he retired in Detroit.
After Detroit.
Yep.
So, Don Majkowski has become a little bit of an expression for the show, and that is when COVID first hit, if you remember right, Dan committed to coming in a couple days a week.
Every day.
Every day. And then I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want Dan every day. You know, Brian, I like Brian's feel. This is all prior to COVID. Brian was coming in like on, what, Fridays or something?
I think it was Dan was Monday, Tuesday. Brian was, what, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something like
that. Yeah, for a little while, it was both of them Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. And then,
together?
And then, they split up.
But the offer that I made Brian was, during COVID, I really needed him in here.
Mm-hmm.
I needed him in here. And Brian's like, you know, so at that point, Brian's like, I'm going to have to take myself off the show because, you know, of this COVID deal. Everybody else kept coming in. And so Babyface politely declined. I'd be like, I need you to start coming in, bud. And he's like, nope. You know, my family and my elderly parents, all the stuff that he has every right to be concerned mm-hmm. with. But I just, because I'm a Packer fanatic and I think of weird things, I said that Brian kind of Don Majkowski'd himself off the show. And whether it's similar or not, it's our little inner fun that we have, right?
Right.
So that's just like a little
inside Iggy
that we got. Well, Wayne Babin communicated this inside Iggy to the Don Majkowski and then with a Bubba Rib. And so here it is. Stand by. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it for you. I hope it still plays. Here we go.
Hey, Bubba. This is Don Majkowski, Magic Man, former Packer quarterback. Hey, your buddy B.A. Mark reached out to me, and he kind of filled me in with a little something about what's kind of going on in your world and told me a couple other things, and I got a few questions for you. First one being...
Now, first of all, guys, do you get anything this in-depth on a cameo?
No.
Like, I've done cameos. I'm like, hey, I want to say hi to Ron from your hot wife, Jody. She knows it's your birthday. God dang, Ron, thank you for being Bubba Army. Mm-hmm. We love you. Damn, Ron, your wife says that you listen every day and you like the Fernie Dirties and the Silky Milkies and the Yippee-O, Bubba Army, go. Hopefully your wife gives you some doggy tonight.
Yeah.
Don Majkowski really started breaking it down.
Asking you questions.
Hey, Bubba.
Oh, I guess.
This is Don Majkowski.
I don't think I can, pause it. So I'm just going to have to let it run,
okay?
Because I can't, because when I pause it, it puts me back to zero. Here we go.
Kind of filled me in with a little something about what's kind of going on in your world and told me a couple other things, and I got a few questions for you. First one being, I hear you use my name for people losing their jobs and stuff, you know? It's funny. I lost my job to Favre. I mean, okay. Tell people you got Don Majkowski. I'm okay with that. That's actually pretty funny. What's not funny is I heard you got Don Majkowski too. And that sucks, doesn't it? I know. Firsthand. So, hey. It's okay, man. But I still understand you got back on your feet and you're doing well now. So congratulations with that. And I understand you've been a long Packer fan, and I want to thank you for that because Packer fans are, you know, that's what makes Packer Nation so great. And, you know, it's like unlike any other fan base. And so thanks for that. Thanks for your support. And I got one more question for you. I wonder if you could clarify for me, like, what exactly do you mean when you tell guys or tell people, hey, I'll be in my office, brother? So anyways, let me know. And hey, I'm pregame. I got my gear on. Getting ready to watch the NFC Championship, man. I'm excited. I'm just a fan today, like everybody else is. I hope we get this game under our belt, and we take it next week to the NFC Championship game. I'm planning on bringing my family up for that.
Well, you're not going
to. It's a good thing he recorded it prior to the game.
Fun. I hope you enjoyed this video, and don't get Don Mikowski'd again, man, okay? All right, man. Take
care. That's
cool. Go
Pack. That's awesome.
Like so well thought, like I don't know, and then to get to heat with the brother deal, you know, I'll be in my office, brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Little Wilbur's afterbirth, $150. Park money.
Hey, Lemmy, should we make you be monster truck guy all the time? Can you talk? Could you? You think you could
for
talk
for how long?
For the entire show?
Like
no, I'm saying for how long you think you can last? That's because that's hard to do.
Eventually, he would just, like, macho man, condition himself to talk that way. And Lemmy, if that's the way you talked in life, you'd be so much cooler.
You'd be rich.
Oh, yeah. Lemmy, talk like that from now on, okay?
All right, Bubba, I'll try my best.
That's cool, is it not?
Yeah, I like
Instead of that stupid Lum, you know.
Stupid Lummy voice.
Yeah, that's exactly. Lemmy, let's see for the rest of the show if you can do it, okay?
All right.
Talk like monster truck guy for the entire show. That might end up being your gimmick. Lemmy, as if you could get more popular than you already are. Now if you had like a talking gimmick. Oh, my God. Don't you think that would be cool?
Lemmy, run me over the top. Sponsored by Brandon Ford.
Yeah, everything sponsored by Brandon Ford, okay?
Sponsored by Brandon Ford.
Yeah, everything.
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 Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Now, are you ready for your Bubba Sassoon day today?
Yes, sir. Super excited.
This is going to work out great. This is going to be so awesome. People are just going to want to hear you talk. Now they want to hear you talk for the dumbness. Now they know that comes out of that hole. Now they're going to hear like, man, Bubba's got this one guy. He's real big and he sounds like a monster truck guy when he talks.
It's gonna put me over the top.
There's no other radio show that could be like, listen, we're gonna have one of your dumb guys be like real popular, okay? And then you're gonna make him talk like a monster truck guy. It's gonna be the hottest thing going. No, nobody can do that. Nobody can even think of it. It's either so brilliant or so stupid. It's one of the two.
It's brilliant.
Now, Anna.
Yeah.
Why? So you've been given a new lease on life. We love you. You've really grown on all of us. I think it's really, really, really safe to say that you're locked in.
Yay!
Like, you know, you're locked in. You're one of us now. So I give you a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And quite frankly, I feel as if you've not taken it seriously.
I have. I've just, I haven't been.
AJC, 1969, 10,000.
Damn.
It's Bubba Truck Guy. Maybe I should talk like this, too.
Sponsored by Brandon Ford. You can buy the whole seed, but you only need the edge.
What?
Let me, you gotta write down all the little sayings that they say, okay? Sponsored by Brandon Ford. You only need the edge of the seed.
You can buy the whole seed, but you only need the edge.
Sponsored by Brandon Ford.
Sponsored by Brandon Ford.
Oh, my God, this is so funny. So, Anna.
Yes.
Why didn't you take it seriously?
I have,
a friend.
I haven't been inspired by anything.
What do you mean inspired
by
anything? Like, I mean,
well, I want to make my shirt cool.
How long ago did I tell you you could
like
have
a month
shirt?
Ago.
Okay. And months. I don't think that you've thought about it 1 second.
Possibly around October.
Shut
Got
up.
The notes.
Going to my notes, Capper. That's sponsored by Trapper Keeper.
Sponsored by Trapper Keeper, October 11th.
So
November,
December,
January.
Let me on your notes there. What do you got there, buddy?
I have you ask Dr. Dan and Anna on October 11th to get a T-shirt idea. Dr. Dan's the only one.
I tell her Dan's the only one. So Anna, why, babe? Why?
I haven't had any good ideas, but I'm gonna reach out to the people. Maybe go on Fiverr and ask for them to kind of design a logo with.
Now, do you have anything in mind at all? Like, I mean, is this literally the first opportunity you've thought about?
No, I've thought about it, but I mean, I'm trying to think about like my things.
Now, do you not want one?
I do want one.
Like, hold on, maybe.
But
maybe,
I want it to pop.
All right, so maybe we hold off on your shirt.
No,
like the next shirt will be Dan.
Okay.
And that gives you time to, you know, maybe get some type of, God knows you have no juices laying around here, but maybe you could get some creative juices flowing here. and start and maybe something, you know, design something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meanwhile, the next shirt will be the Dan shirt because he responsibly has. Or, well, maybe the, I think the fans actually like him better and they actually designed it for him. So Dan didn't really put any effort involved.
I had he
just okayed it once. Once he saw his picture and the word hero, like, boom, yeah, that's great. Let's do it. In fact, that's what the new that's what the staff wear at the plastic surgery center.
A picture
center.
Of him, the word hero, and it's kind of gold color. Done.
Dan,
done.
We should actually get that as a portrait for the waiting room.
I'm just gonna make copies of that picture by me in the waiting room
with a free Dr. Dan Hero shirt with every examination at Plastic Surgery Center. Dan Diaco, yippee-o.
Ooh.
So, Anna.
Yes.
Come up with some kind of shirt.
What about a Rubik's Cube?
Oh.
That's stupid? Okay, we'll move on.
I'm not manufacturing Anna Hummel Rubik's Cubes. I should actually...
on the shirt, Bob.
That's worse.
Oh. Yeah, that's worse.
Bubba Army Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, and you know what? Go ahead and wear one of those to a Bubba Army event and watch you get your ass kicked.
This is why I haven't come up with an idea.
The Blitz Click, the Bubba Click, the Air Bubba, the Dan Diaco Hero, all whoever has whatever shirt on is going to... They're going to curb you when a guy, not you, but when a nerd dude rolls up. Like David Hernandez would have an Anna Hummel Rubik's Cube shirt on.
You take that back right now.
He's going to be the only one that buys one.
Yeah, like that's like the only.
Take it back!
And Bob from Sunbelt's wife. There's
He's
the only.
Get ZD on it.
That's and it just said and it just said Anna Hummel. That's it?
I don't
Anna
know.
Bubba
Hummel. Army. Cube Club.
No.
Oh, God. That's so lame. Thank you, love it.
Now, do you think that anybody in the Bubba Army is part of the... And if
maybe.
And if you are part of the Bubba Army Cube Club, I need to ask you to leave my club, please.
The
you need
Cube
to,
Click.
You need to leave. I am the general of this army.
Cube
I'm the general.
Click,
I am.
Click.
I am the general of this army blitz, and I can. I can court-martial you at any time. You can get court-martialed out of the Bubba Army. There's been people court-martialed out of the Bubba Army.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, the minute you show up with your Honest Cube Club,
click.
The Bubba Army Cube Club, click. And then maybe, again, that's our problem is that we're too manly and we don't want to, you know, like there's probably.
I'm wearing that shirt to UT next time.
The Anna Hummel's Cube Club Click?
Mm-hmm.
Anna's. I think it's not, Hummel makes it a little wordy. Anna's Cube Club Click. I want to print them just for a rib to see if anybody would buy them. I mean, we'd probably sell, call the merch crick. How many of those Cube Club Clicks have we sold? Well, Daddy, we made 48 and we've sold two. I told you to tell Will that those weren't going to work. We should have only ordered a dozen. I don't even know that we could sell 12 of them, Anna. And unless people would buy them as a rib. I don't even know. What do you guys think? Dan, what do you think? Should we make now just this artwork here and it just says Anna's Cube Club Click, and maybe put Bubba Army logos on the Rubik's Cube. You know that, like right, you know, right on, like put the Bubba Army logos right here,
boom,
right, and then Anna's, you know, Anna's Cubed Club Click.
That's hot.
Lummy, right? Can you ask your graphics guy to start coming up with some artwork according to Bubba's specifications?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I'm on it. I think it's a real...
Let's see if we understand if we're on the same page. Lemmy, what's going to go right here?
A Rubik's Cube.
No, what's going to go on the face of the Rubik's Cube?
Oh.
I said the Bubba Army logo.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going to go... What's gonna go right here?
On Hummel.
No,
we said... He specifically said I'm not Hummel.
I'm trying to write it down. It's into a drawing.
We're keeping Hummel out of it, bud.
Yes.
Okay, so it's going to say Anna's Club.
Cube.
I mean, Anna's Cube, right here at the very top. Anna's Cube, and then it's going to say Club Click.
Got it.
Anna's Cube, Club Click.
I drew it out for him. I'll get it to him now.
Great. I'd love to see some artwork soon. Anna, would you want to really go with that lame-o of a shirt?
You'll sell six shirts.
Or Dan, she'll sell 666 because the rib's on us.
Yeah.
Chances are, though, I'm only going to order a dozen. I don't want to be caught.
I'll make my dad buy all 12.
Are you going to send? Are you going to make your dad? Dad, you got to buy one.
Yeah, of course.
I'll tell the merch crick. Let me know when you got someone go one of those packages out of the six that you sold. The one that's going to San Diego probably has Mr. Hummel on it.
Yeah.
Would your mom buy one?
Hell yeah, she would.
Would your sister buy one?
Definitely not.
Would Reagan buy one?
Yeah, of course.
All right, you got five. Which, I mean, you know, you're not going to
have to
buy
the rest.
You're going to have to buy your own shirt.
That's fine.
I don't want you to have to purchase your own shirt, Anna.
Okay.
So let me get your graphics guy to work on it. I'd like to see some artwork soon.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever groom down below there, Lummy?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Now, Dan, since you're a doctor, and you could hold, you know, like if you put rubber gloves on and grabbed a guy's penis.
I can do it without rubber gloves.
Okay. All right.
And hey, man, whatever you're into.
And stretch it down. Like that would be, and you groomed him. That would be far less creepier than I did it. Because you're a doctor. So, like, you know, I mean, there's probably guys that get, like, laser treatments down there, and you got to probably stretch their wiener down, don't you?
Yep.
So, Lummy, do you want Dan to maybe do a laser for your pubes or to trim your, you know? Lummy?
See that look?
I'm thinking about going back to my regular voice while I answer this question. Lummy, you cannot go back. Like, every time you go back to your regular voice is a strike and three strikes and you lose the belt.
I'll just take a trim.
Down there?
Do it myself.
You're going to do it yourself?
Yeah, I don't know if I want Dr. Dan down there.
Because I can hold it with a paper clip. And...
Yeah.
Lummy, I mean, when is the last time you shaved or groomed your pubis mound? And don't lie, please.
About 2 weeks ago.
And are you the kind of guy that leaves like a little bit? Or do you go, like, I go right down to nothing. I don't leave like a little... tuft or a little
landing strip.
None of that. Mine's completely, you know, bare.
I leave a little bit, like a one.
You leave a
not
one?
Not a one, no. Like the one setting.
Oh, because I shape mine like a heart.
Dan, is yours an Italian lightning bolt?
Yeah, it's Italian horn. I have an Italian horn of pubic hair.
Dan, how now?
This morning.
Are you a shaver? Or
shaver.
Are you bare?
Bare.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Me too.
Last time was this morning.
Mine was Sunday. Lummy, yours was 2 weeks ago, and you're a one guy.
Yeah.
And Blitz, you are a couple weeks ago, and yours is a heart.
Yes.
Right. Anna, how is
last
yours?
Last night, bare.
Completely bare.
Yeah.
Tyler, I'm concerned about you. I don't think that we've really never had this discussion.
We've talked about this plenty of times.
I know, and I think that I think that you're not very cleanly down there.
Okay.
Is he Bob Ross down there?
Yeah, I think you're, I mean, you're kind of
cleanly and hairy.
No, I mean, I think you're clean, sir, son, but I think you got a lot. I think you got a lot of, do you have a lot of pubic hair?
No.
Are you bare?
No.
Now, is knowing that your dad's bare, does that creep you out a little bit?
No.
Do you think that you would want to maybe try the bare deal?
No.
I'm a man. I like to have hair on my pubes.
How much do you have? Like, when's the last time you shaved it, and what did you use? Because I don't see anything in your bathroom that looks like you could shave. I think I just got you. I think I just got you, buddy.
He's a pocket knife like a man.
Why don't you go look in my shower?
All right, so what do you use?
What do you think the scissors are for, Daddy?
What do you use? If you're not bald, I don't see a trimmer in there or nothing, buddy.
Use a razor.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, is it really, really low, or is it really, really bushy?
Low.
Why do you got to be mad? I mean, this is just stuff, Dad.
This is weird because we've talked about this plenty of times before.
And I still think
he was pilled up and doesn't remember any of them.
Thank you, Anna, for being my excuse, bitch. Because you're right.
Was it after 5 p.m.?
No, it was on the show like 5 times.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Again, could be pill induced, my friend. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. 5 minutes from now, I couldn't tell you what I just said to you, buddy, please.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, Tyler, do you want me, because I'm sponsored by Manscaped, do you want me to get you one of these personal grooming deals? Like, look, there's you get it. This is the nose trimmer. which I don't know. I don't think people your age have to worry about nose hairs.
Not yet.
And then this right here, buddy. Oh my Lord. This is a game changer. Ceramic blades with different guards and an LED light. Look at that. That's what is it? Manscaped.com. Blitz. That's our that's our pod. They're one of our podcasting sponsors. Mm-hmm.
Manscaped. Is there a promo code?
I think there is a promo code, Bubba. Go ahead. Let me give us the whole spiel.
Manscaped.com promo code Bubba.
Tanner, would you want one of these, or would you scoff at this? Not mine that has all my stuff on it, like a brand new one.
Of course.
All right, I'll get a hold of my people. Then I would know. I'd actually feel better knowing that you actually have something that I can see that you've used, because I don't think that you can razor it down to what you got. So that means you're not razoring, and you got just a big Bob Ross deal. And I don't want my kid having a big afro for a pubic deal.
I literally don't.
Okay, all right, buddy, no big deal. It's getting a little weird. God, you're making it weird. See you later.
So you say.
Mm-hmm. Why are you making this weird, kid? I'm just having a, like, this is like a dad son deal.
You're making it weird.
You're making it weird.
You are
little son of a bitch. Remember when we did the big girl nationals?
I do.
And do you remember the girl that won was probably a 2X? But she was sexy as hell.
I agree.
And so, like, there are some sexy, thick 2X girls rolling around here. Dan.
I've never seen a hotter chick pushing a truck in a dirt track before.
Yeah.
On a sand dollar nips 1,000 bits.
Dan, could you help me raise some money if we did the big girl games again?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, get with Steve and maybe get with Rob Elder. I mean, if we could raise 5 G's... we could do it again at the track, warmer, you know, like last time we did, like in a February or something like that, warmer. And I think the events were perfect, and we could even make the events better. Like, we could actually maybe rent or blitz. Do we, you know, keeping it the high jump where you just land into some bales of hay? I think that might make it better than landing on a full blown professional track meet pad deal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like the events too. Lummy. So we got the foot race.
The 0.5K.
We got the truck push. Mm-hmm. Yes, Bubba, we do. We got the high jump.
Mm-hmm. So the high jump, they actually have to jump over something?
Yes, into a bale of hay.
Okay.
And then we got the belly, the slip.
Boots and dukes.
And slide, belly flop. And then we got the Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots.
This will be Anna's favorite event she's ever been part of.
Oh, absolutely.
And cowboy
boots.
Can
we have the donut eating contest?
Is that a blitz? That's a twerking / rump shaker, isn't it?
Yes. We do need to have some kind of eating contest.
Come on, Bubs.
No, it that could, you know what that could possibly cause? Some girl to overeat and die, and then we're like, you know, seriously.
Hey, that's what they do every day.
I just rather not.
Every day.
No.
They'll be signing waivers. Yeah.
So foot race, truck push, high jump.
Slip and slide.
They need energy.
Belly flip, belly flop, slip and slide. Daisy Dukes and cowboy boots. Tweak / rump shaker.
That's five events. That's good.
Boom. And we got to start raising money. We got to start raising some money for this. Remember, Blitz, I got like Tony Stewart put in like 1,000. And
Scout and Big Gulp did too.
Scout and Big Gulp put money in. So we'll start raising some money for the big girl games. I think I own the domain. Tyler's probably not around, but if he is, he is around? Tyler, you might want to get this video, have Ace go get it from Instagram and put it on our TikTok, because this might be like an, oh no, oh no, oh no. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
This is footage from, I don't know how many years ago.
Colton said three.
Three or 4 years ago, this is the high jump competition. When we do the big girl games, we're not calling it the big girl nationals anymore. We've relabeled it the big girl games.
Okay.
And when we do the big girl games again, and Anna, I think even having the primitive high jump is even more, like, it's not like the type of quality of high jump you would see like at a real track meet.
No.
You know, they have like real nice bar and a real nice, you know, stanchions, and then they have like a real nice professional pad that you lay
onto.
No,
it's not a dirt track, man.
This is just
a Buren production.
Yeah, this is exactly. But Tyler, she might want to go grab this for Tick, okay?
All right.
Because she's already hit two bonus. Lummy, she's at, we're at over 5,000 followers. Is that pretty
nice.
Good?
Yeah.
Now, before we got, before Rhett got us canceled, what were we at?
Like
followers.
About 8,000, 9,000.
All right, so we're almost to where we were.
Yep.
I told her just to go buy followers. It's cheap for TikTok.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This is the kind of stuff you see at the big girl games.
That makes me happy.
This was her first attempt. I think you could literally go over and just step over it. And we love her, by the way. Is she still Bubba Army?
She died of COVID.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Well, Anna doesn't know who it is.
Anna, that's not even funny.
Yeah.
The Bubba the Love Sponge Show practices healing through humor, consisting of hyperbolic statements and parody on the backside, including the use of disclaimers to cover their collective asses.
She was very active, Bubba.
I think she lost a bunch of weight, too.
She got pregnant. She got married and pregnant.
I think she lost a bunch of weight, then got married, got pregnant, married. What was her name?
Three Has No Wiz.
Oh, she was Three Has No Wiz.
Yeah.
But she's disappeared.
I think with her having a baby, I think it's probably taking a little bit of time.
No Wiz.
Three Has No Wiz.
Sort of riddle.
And she was like, you know, like Matt, she was like, you know, Heather Wiz. Like, she participated that much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was in chat every day.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but yeah, she was in chat a lot.
Oh! I'm not trying to compare the looks. I'm just trying to compare the activity. Oh, Heather Wiz is going to have so much heat with me right now. Hall of Famer.
Oh,
yeah. Heather Wiz. Sorry, Wizzy. I was just saying, you know, you're in there a lot. She was in there a lot.
Yeah, well, I'm saying because Heather Wiz has been around a lot longer.
Well, no, Heather, that's why she's Hall of Famer, Blitz. You didn't address her as such.
Was she the biggest one?
Yeah, she won. Mm-hmm. This girl got an extra 1,000 for being the heaviest.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do that again this year or not, you know? I don't know you think we should. Well, maybe Blitz, you know, I don't know if the numbers were out. Remember Tony Stewart threw in like $3,000 and like Rico from Fatheads threw. No, Rico from Fatheads threw me two. And I think Sumo gave me 1,000. Okay. And by the way, when we raise money for the big girl games, we're not going to allow Bubba Army to do it. It's a corporation thing.
Yeah, we're going to go get sponsors.
We're going to corporate sponsors. Mm-hmm. We're not going to allow you to do that. I'm trying to organize it now.
There is a second video, by the way.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Yeah, click next.
Next. All right, let me put it over on the screen. Boom. I clicked next, hon.
No. Yeah. Go to that and then click next on that one. There you go.
Oh.
You like?
That's the Daisy Dukes and Cowboy Boots competition. No, I'm sorry. That's the tweaking. That's the rump shaker.
I think it's twerking.
No, they're tweaking.
All right, so, I mean, Blitz, I think we're just going to call it the rump shaker or, you know, whatever. Twerk, rump shake, you know, whatever.
All right.
Now, this girl right here, she's the one that won.
That's what I thought. She's got a... she's very attractive.
You wouldn't believe how cute her face was. Uh-huh. She was cute as hell.
She did like wrestling or something, didn't she?
Softball. Yeah. She was softball player for you. She was awesome. A Division One. She was softball for University of Florida Division One, and like Blitz, not just like she was a stud on the team.
Yeah, but I think she was like a wrestler as well, like
after it.
Yeah, she's big, but she's not like fat. Like she's athletic.
That's
I can
why
tell.
She won.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. That's why she won.
She'd be good like power lifter.
Yeah. Look at everybody's just. And by the way, it was so cold that night. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poor things.
Fine. If Colton has any more additional footage, and then make sure Ace gets that over to our TikTok. Oh man, it'll be great. Anna, what if a guy just told you he wanted to use you? Hey, hold on now. Now hold on. Everybody's laughing,
pitch.
But I mean, Anna, let's just
is
say
he hot. How hot?
Let's
is
say
he?
You got a guy that he's just hot as hell. Okay. He's just straight hot.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to let you know, I'm really into my profession, I'm really into my job, and I don't have time for a girlfriend, and it's not like I'm just going to be, like, you know, blasting you and blasting 10 others. I simply don't have time to be the conventional boyfriend. But I think you're cute, I'm attracted
you.
To you,
thank
I kind of you. Like your little quirkiness.
Thank you.
You just want to F a little bit?
Can we cuddle?
After we F, sure, we can cuddle a little bit.
There you go.
And we can have some snacks.
Okay, sold.
Oh, yeah, that's all it's worth.
I'll bring a veggie tray and some snacks.
Really?
Well, no, this make-believe guy. I'll bring.
Who doesn't exist in this world?
You think I'm bringing a veggie tray, please?
I'm bringing meats and cheese.
Yeah, I'm bringing meat, and hopefully not a lot of cheese.
You don't like cheese?
I do like cheese, but what I'm bringing, I don't want to be. You know, a guy doesn't want to be slinging cheese. That means you got head cheese.
Uh-huh. Oh,
cheese on guys is not good. But Anna, let's say you got a guy. He's like, 33, 34, super hot.
Yeah.
No nautical tattoo.
Oh, thank God.
You saw him at the gym. He's not really sweating you. He's just kind of doing his own thing, not sweating anybody. Like, not trying to be Johnny. He's not Johnny.
A Sigma male.
Yeah, he's a Sigma. He's really not sweating. But, you see these guys just sweating all. He's not sweating anybody. He's just doing his own thing.
Doing the damn thing.
Just doing his own thing. You guys happen to time it you timed it. So that you guys are walking out at the same time.
Oh,
it's
hey.
Like, hey, what's up?
Hey,
I didn't notice you ever doing back. What's your name?
Am I the guy?
Yeah, we're playing. No, I'm the guy.
I'm me. I'm sorry.
What business are we in?
Show business.
Well, I didn't know what character
Sometimes
I was.
Sometimes that involves the theatrical acting.
I'm Anna.
You're yourself. So hold on. We're going to start this again. We're walking out. I got my AirPods in. Yeah. Just kind of got my bag over my little gym bag over my shoulder.
Your nautical-free shoulder.
I'm getting ready to walk out, and I see you. So I open the I go out first, but I hold the door open for you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I saw you over there doing back. You look good. You look great. What's your name?
Anna. Sorry.
But she's just so ready for a compliment that she won't even tell you her name.
Right.
Oh, okay. Anna. Well, hi. I'm Jim. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jim. I saw you working out as well.
Great. Hey, listen. I just want to let you
nice calves.
Thanks.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how to flirt anymore. Sorry.
Are you trying to give me some hoppy ADOP in my car? I mean, you're throwing some mixed signals out here, hon.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So, Anna, let's play this straight up. Okay.
Okay.
So I open the door for you. Boom.
Oh, hey. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate you.
What's your name?
Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Like on a piece of paper.
Huh?
Anna, don't.
Oh, just, my God, please.
Because some people call me Anna, and I'm.
Because your name is Anna.
No.
You just say it wrong.
No, I just. It's Anna, like on a piece of paper.
So don't say that last part.
Okay.
So
sorry.
It's like O-N-N-A.
No, it's like Anna, but phonetically Anna.
Just say Anna.
Anna.
Don't put on the piece of paper, okay? I'm trying to help you with dudes here, okay?
Okay, sorry.
Oh, hey, Anna. I'm Jim. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Great. I live in downtown St. Pete.
Oh, yeah. I'm there all the time.
Great. Like, what do you do for a living?
I work at a radio station.
Oh, phenomenal. Great. I just, I got a new startup that I'm working on. I'm really heavily into
cool.
my job.
And nice.
You're not going to ask her what kind of music she plays on her radio station?
No. I think not really, because you just kind of blow it off. You don't want to act like you're too
impressed.
Right. You're like,
I get it. Yeah,
you want to keep
key.
It light and moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, that's great. Hey, listen, I am so busy with my new startup and stuff, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't have a lot of time. To date in a conventional type of way, but I think that you're super attractive, and I'd love to.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
How about we, meet for a drink one night or something?
A drink?
Or dinner?
Yeah.
Dinner, drink?
I like drinks and dinner.
See, I'm keeping it light, Lana, just meet me at a bar for a drink,
Yeah. Oh, what kind of cuisine do you like?
I like sushi, and I like, I'm kind of.
Do you like Thai?
Yeah, I do. I like
Thai. Let's do Thai.
Okay.
Let's get some gutty.
See, don't get quirky like that.
I'm sorry.
You get SpongeBobby.
Well, I get nervous, and that's what happens.
Just slow play it.
Slow play. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, how about we exchange information here, email or whatever you feel comfortable
yeah,
with?
Yeah, no, I can give you my phone number.
But see how I didn't go right to the phone number? I went right to the
phone. Yeah, yeah. No, we can go straight phone number.
Whatever.
Don't stalk me like Orange Theory, please.
Don't bring that out.
At the gym, that might work.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, don't throw those little,
I'm not autistic.
Okay. Hey, Jim, you might want to run, buddy.
Hey, buddy, I saw you over there doing shoulders. What are you saying?
Run!
She's at the.
She's crazy. She's here.
I've seen her work out here for a year, Jim. She's full blown crazy.
Hey, try to run, I'm gonna catch you.
Hey, Fred. Why is the monster truck guy here?
I don't know. I thought he made.
I'm working my vocal cords out.
I thought he made so much money from monster
trucks.
He had himself. He had a private gym.
That guy.
The monster truck guy has to work out at a public gym.
Yeah, he's working out chin. I've never seen someone work out a chin before.
All right, so on a
screw you.
We're continuing. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going good.
Sorry, Jim. Just you and I. You and me, baby. Here's my number.
Your number. Text me up in a few days, or I'll text you, and we'll make
Why don't you contact me?
All right, I'll text you in a couple days. We'll make
plans. Well, I have to do it in a couple days. Why don't you just do it right now? Text me right now so I have your number.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Girls love that.
No, just to make sure that it's actually you and that you're actually serious about meeting up with me.
Anna, you're screwed. Anna, you don't.
Let's get smoothies.
Now you're putting.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever, a ginger shot.
Whatever hides the taste of the roofie doesn't. Whatever. It can be whatever.
Hey, listen. That number I gave you. Yeah. Please lose it, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're a crazy bitch. No, but Anna. So, a guy, you don't want him to text you. Like, listen, your impatient self and my impatient self. I want to text her now, and she wants me to text her now. But sometimes it's a little cat and mouse game, you know. You don't wait a couple days, Jim.
Right,
yes, you do.
Here's what, no, you don't. We'll start from the top, okay? All right. So I got your number. You got mine. I'll text you, okay? And we'll make some plans.
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Boom. Okay, I get in my truck and or
but
my car.
What
or whatever.
If we go in the same direction? It's like bye, and then we start walking together, and it's like, oh God, kill me. I'll just walk to the other side even if my car's not there.
You start saying that out loud, and he's right behind you.
Oh, damn it. He's here. Right. I'm talking out loud again.
So now, Anna.
That was in my brain.
So now, Anna.
I'm speaking out loud.
We're going to go on our date.
Okay. To the Thai restaurant.
And we're at the Thai restaurant. And I'm going to text you. Hey, Anna, it's Jim.
Oh, hey, Jim. Wait, hold on. I waited five hours.
No. We're going to set up our day.
Okay, I'm going to wait 5 hours and text you back. Oh, hey, what's up? Sorry, I was just like super busy with living my life. What's going on?
Hey, there's no hope for you.
The Bubba Radio Network will return after this.
How's that working out?
Yeah, super hard to get.
Fucking great, okay?
Yeah, super hard to get. Never get gotten. Oh,
shut up.
I'm sorry.
It's going fabulously.
Yeah. Booty Mama with 500 bits. Booty Mama 300 bits.
I love going on dates and paying for the date. That happened. Last date. It's terrible.
Let's welcome the only person that Tom Bean is afraid of. Better known as Regina. Now, are you Regina Hunter Bean, or do you just keep the Hunter?
Well, no. Legally, I'm Regina Hunter Bean.
You are?
Yes, but I go by Regina Hunter professionally. So my stage name is Regina Hunter.
No, I feel Tom's
my government
pain.
Name is Regina
your
Bean.
Your government name.
My government name is Regina Bean.
Would you be Gina? Would you be Gina Bean if it means shortened to Gina Bean?
That's so country.
Yeah, that sounds so
deep. Hey, Gina Bean.
Hey, man, who you going out with tonight? Man, I'm going out with Gina Bean. She's hot as hell.
So what's funny, though, and if anybody out there that's a Gina, if you're a Gina growing up, because I was always Gina. I was never Regina.
Unless you're in real big trouble, and then old girl mom yelled out your entire name.
Right. But if you're a Gina, you're a Bina. So you're odd. It's Gina Bina. What's up?
Even if your real last name's not Bina, it could be like Hotchowicz or something like that.
Right. So it's. I have cards from my brothers and from my dad. My dad always called me Bean, always, and it's just funny that I married Mr. Bean. So I really became, you know, Gina Bina.
Now, what was your what was your full name when Janice was full hot on you? Regina blanking blank blanky blank. Like, what was, are you, do you feel comfortable about giving us your real name back?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was Gina
name?
Gale. Regina Gale. Yeah.
That sounds like some country star.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Regina Gale.
Yeah.
Make my brown eyes blue.
Right.
Brown eyes blue.
Regina. Now, is Hunter your maiden name?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's my. So I'm divorced. So my first husband, and that's Zoe's dad.
Right,
He was Hunter. We met in college and, you know, divorced when she was very young. 1 year, I mean, like a year old. You know, she's a 9/11 baby.
So's
Tyler.
She had some badass last names, though. She was Regina Powers. Then she was Regina Hunter. And then
can we go back to Powers? I like that one.
Now she's Bean.
Hold on. A 9/11 baby?
Oh, yeah, that means you had sex during the September, because when's Zoe's birthday?
She is August 1st.
Tyler's June.
It made it seem like you...
So, let me see, September.
There was a huge baby boom.
There was a,
right after 9/11. Right after 9/11.
June's 10 months. Yeah, everybody was inside just having sex.
Well, but I will tell you that, you know, a lot of things change. Like, you got all...
Sentimental
and
I don't even like this girl, but I just want to have sex in case I can reproduce.
Yeah, you're trying to help the country.
Okay. Well,
making new soldiers.
I didn't know that.
We're making new soldiers.
I knew we were going to war.
Yeah.
More people.
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't know what was going to happen. We thought we were going to war.
That wasn't my case. I didn't want no kid. I did not want a kid.
Oh,
sorry,
no, Daddy.
Sorry, Tyler. I mean, Tyler, I hope you understand that I love you more than anything, and I wouldn't want to change it for the world, but, you know, I would prefer not to have you.
I understand, Daddy.
Thanks. I mean, you're like, you know, I mean, you weren't planned or nothing, buddy.
You're my favorite mistake.
You always tell me that.
Your dad said the same thing to you, Bubba. How'd that work out? Not too good.
Oh, no.
So, there was an influx of people that got pregnant during that time. And, Gina, you were one of them.
I absolutely was. Because if 9/11 would not have happened when it did, Zoe probably would not have been here.
Regina, Gail, Power, Hunters, Bean.
Yes.
And a bunch of others.
Yeah, Regina, Gail, Powers. Regina, Gail, Powers.
That sounds like.
Gail is a very, Midwest, Ohio, Appalachian, Kentucky, Tennessee middle name.
Oh, Dorothy Gale from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Was that her middle name?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but you weren't that Gina might have actually Gale. Been you were Regina name. Gale.
Yeah.
Regina Gale, whatever.
My cousin is Melissa Gale. My aunt is Sandy Gale. And my mom is Janice Lee. That is very...
And who's the meanest of all those? Janice Lee.
Oof,
say it.
Mom. Yeah, Janice.
You don't screw... I swear to God, I've said it now for a couple years. We've got to get your mother and my mother on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then somebody in there stirring it up a little bit. Like, maybe you and Tara kind of feeding... You know, you guys know what, get them both going.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it.
Or
we need
maybe
to.
You get, maybe if you don't want to be the bad guy, you give me questions and I'll host it. But you've given me some Iggy's.
Yeah, absolutely.
We talk about a lot of stuff with you, though. How'd your wingman night go with Anna?
We didn't do our wingman.
You don't do anything that we talk about
Anna
with you.
Anna just looks at you like I can tell you this. Anna Gina kind of privately, don't get mad at me. But she looks at you and she's like, that's a real woman. Like, that's a bad bitch.
Yeah,
I wish
absolutely.
I could be. I wish I could be that bad
Have
of a
that
bitch.
Swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gina's just got that swag, does she not?
She does.
I'll tell you one thing. She's the only person that I've seen Tom Bean talk to the president of SiriusXM. Not be afraid. Like, I've just seen Tom in a lot of, you know, important people situations, and he doesn't, he doesn't sweat it. He doesn't say whatever. I'm like, Tom, you just told the president of Sirius to F off. Yeah, yeah, you know what? In a day or two, he'll call us back. Okay. But man, you want to see Tom Bean? There's only one thing he's scared of right there. He's so scared of her.
The boss bitch.
I use it to my advantage. I'd be like, I try to call her sometimes to take a little of the heat, a little of the pre-sting away.
It works, too.
Oh, and he's on to me now, though, too.
Yeah, because I come in on the back end and, prime the pump with what Bubba wants. And then it's not so, you know, bad when Bubba talks about it. So we kind of got a thing going on.
I know, and Gina kind of got a thing. Nothing sexual, purely mental, purely cover my ass. She's the best ever. Because then Tom's getting ready to get mad at me about something, but Gina's already giving it the pre-appetizer, fluff over.
Yes.
May have gotten Tom in a vicarious situation and then be like, hey, we can take it to the next level as long as you're not mad at Bubba.
She's your heat fluffer.
She is my heat fluffer. And then he gets sometimes to give me I know you already talked to Gina about it. I know you did.
She wasn't supposed to tell you, wink, nod, nod.
Let me just tell you this. When I wanted to use the cat, I'm going to go up in where I'm going in March, the day where I'm taking off, Anna, in March.
11th.
That's 2 days.
Janie Meek's birthday.
I'm going to Tom and Gina's cabin up in Georgia. I've been there once. It's just, Brian, you ever been there?
Nope.
Well, that might.
I've been invited.
We've offered.
It's not because for lack of offer.
No, Tom could not spend the weekend with you on the cabin.
Well, it's not even that. It's my wife's a little too high maintenance for
really?
Me. And I've got a 3-year-old. It's not fun at a cabin.
Yeah, but you're not roughing it by all man. Like you got. The bottom line is you got everything you would have in their $4.2 million condo. It's just in the woods.
Your wife won't go to a cabin in the mountains?
She won't. She doesn't want to drive up there. And then
it's a hassle.
It's a hassle to fly into Atlanta and then rent a car and then drive.
Jesus.
It's just a hassle.
Little Wilbur's afterbirth, $15,000.
She'd rather go to a casino.
I think Gina just peed herself.
Gina just incontinent herself.
That's pretty loud. It's pretty loud in there, isn't
Gina
it?
Gina just tinkled.
She's not used to that.
Gina just called her office and said somebody send some new panties down from the house because I just tinkled my deal. So I wanted. I've been up there and it's so beautiful.
I mean, that area is so. It's LJ.
LJ,
so nice up there.
And according to Tom Bean, in the middle of the night, if you're in the master suite, you can open up the slider and pee right off the balcony onto the stones.
Yep. You know why? Because you can.
Because he can. It's the only time he'll stand up to Gina when she yells at him about peeing off the top. And
she does it too.
Hell yeah.
Gina's got this special little 2x4 system they build up so she can get on there, squat down, and send it down.
She hikes a leg up.
Yeah. Hopefully Zoe and her boyfriend aren't downstream.
All those stones are from Bubba's ureter.
Oh, God.
So anyway, listen, Blitz, when I knew, I said, okay, after the February Nationals and all the track nonsense, like the second week of March, I'd love to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just really try. This year, I got a trip planned to go see my dad in May.
In May.
And I'm going to try to just do a couple things like that. Just get away.
That's good.
Well, you think I asked Tom Bean first if I could rent a cabin?
No way.
No. No. Hey, Gina, what? Thinking about maybe, you think Tom would be cool? Would you be cool with me using the cabin one weekend? Oh, absolutely. Don't even worry about it. You think Tom would be cool about it? Oh, yeah, I'll get it already. What date you want? These are the dates I want. So Tom then just emailed me, goes, well, I already put you down for these dates. So I didn't even really have to deal with any of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nonsense. That's nice.
Bubba, would you rather be at the cabin or the beach condo?
I'd rather be at the cabin.
Listen to this. I probably, if I hadn't seen the beach condo, would say the cabin. Because beach condo, schmondo, I've seen a zillion of them out there. I used to live on the water. Like, it's not that big a deal. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But this one, where Tom went way overboard and got actual real heat with Regina, this place is to die for. In fact, though, Brian, I would be almost afraid to go there because it's just so
mess it up
over
something.
The top.
Too nice. Yeah.
I don't know how I could mess it up, but
you get pilled up and you have a jar of peanut butter and it just gets everywhere. You wake up in the morning, you're like, what happened?
Or you know that real fancy tub they got that's got like a lid, like a lighted platform. Well, it's not made for 308 pounds.
Oh, you go
and
through.
I'm take myself a nice bath in this $1 million bath, and all of a sudden I break one of those, you know.
Uh-oh.
Backlit marble tile deals, and then I have to call. Oh, can you imagine if I had to call Tom up? Tom.
You got to call Gina first.
Gina.
Yeah.
Gina would say, I don't think I can get you on this one, Biggin.
Yeah.
I think you're
on your own.
I can take 82% of your heat away, but this one is you're on your own, Biggin.
Gina says, hang on, and just hands the phone to Tom.
Yeah. hello. Hi, Tom. It's Bubba. Yeah, me and Gina, my hot wife, were just making love. I hope it's real important. I broke the tub at the condo,
I broke
buddy.
The tub.
Break the tub.
Honey, have you? I mean,
no, I've never broken a tub.
No, Gina, have you? Do you use that tub, or I mean, do you use that tub?
I haven't. I,
it's just too nice to use.
Right, and you know, we haven't really been there when it's cold. I don't know, like
don't
coming
go when
from
it's cold.
The beach and then getting into a hot.
Tub?
It's not a hot tub. It's a soaking tub that is.
It's on
really,
a rise.
Yeah.
Is it raised or rised?
It's raised.
It's on a raised
riser or
it's on,
raised.
It's on a raised marble backlit tungsten Yippee-O Jones. Like you have to step up like 8 inches, and then that whole entire platform is backlit with like this
marble
that has. Oh my God!
Yeah, it's incredible. I just haven't.
Do you ever look, Gina? Look, I mean, you guys are doing really well right now. Do you ever look like I'm just a dumb bitch from Dayton? Look at me, I'm rolling.
Yeah,
rolling.
So this is a funny story.
And I didn't mean it disrespectfully.
No, I know,
like, I'm
but
just saying.
So
I mean, your mom used to carry a .45 caliber in a bra.
Right.
This is an ongoing joke between Regina and I.
Because we were talking about politics, and I think this was before the pandemic. It was right before the pandemic, and
Brian and I were not really debating, but we were saying something, and Brian made a comment about, well, the middle class, and you know, this is what's going to happen. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, I'm middle class. I thought Brian was gonna. He started hyperventilating, and he couldn't.
I bet he did.
Oh yeah,
Gina, you are so not middle class.
Right. But in my head,
you,
Bubba,
you know, you were born middle class.
She was born in the pit and now lives in the palace. Yes.
But
she has no idea what that means.
She has no clue. She doesn't listen to this show.
Gina, you think with your $3,000 shoes and your $41 handbag, you think that you're middle class?
Her multi-million dollar condo, her cabin in LJ, her plane locked up that they've never even used.
Well, hold on.
Part of a racetrack.
And by the way, they won't ever ride that Piper ever again. Gina, One-Eyed Billy has already told me that Gina put her foot down and she's like, I do not like these.
That's how rich white guys die.
Right.
Like they die from heart attacks or plane crashes. Well, that's it. There's no other way they die.
That plane has sat out there. It gets an annual every year. They pay $418 hangar space for it, and it has not moved. Gina went to some kind of lunch in like Fort Myers, Naples one time, and she hates it.
Well, that's funny. Yeah. I saw one the other day, and I was like, I wonder what happened to Tom's plane.
Why didn't he sell Gina? Why don't you make him sell it?
Oh no!
Yeah, it's hard. He doesn't.
He's a hoarder of things. He got the new car, and he's keeping the old one.
Oh no, he isn't.
No, he's not.
No.
That's all we're gonna say. Don't start investigating it further, you dumbass.
Okay.
Squibs.
Yeah, but Brian,
no clue.
Brian and I had a bet on
how. I'll be honest with you. I bought Tom Bean's old Mercedes, and I'm making $500 a month payments to him. For real.
So funny.
For real.
I know.
It's an 06. Badass AMG 55. If you didn't know any better, it still looks like a $100,000 car.
Are you going to clean those headlights, though?
I've already worked on it. I got a new intake I put on it, everything. And I'm paying him $500 a month.
You haven't noticed, Brian? It's not there anymore?
I did notice it was gone, but I just figured some homeless guy stole it.
I went up to Tom. I went over to Tom. I said, Tom, that car's just...
And I was right. Some homeless guy did steal it.
He goes, you know, so I should have called Gina to get the prize. I go, hey, how much you take for that, Tom? And he says, well, make me an offer. Well, God damn it, Tom. I hate negotiating like that. That's what you do against me, not for me.
Hold on. Let me call my agent. Hey, Tom.
So Tom, I says, well, I don't know, Tom. I'll go look at the Kelley Blue Books and stuff like that. And, you know, so we come up with a number. And then I go, hey, Tom, can I pay you $500 a month? He's like, you know, I'd just give it to you. But I already told Gina's mom, Janice, I was going to buy her something. So I kind of need the money for the deal. So I'm on $500 a month Bank of Tom Bean payments. But I got the bins right now.
One-Eyed Billy's going to be hooking that thing up and repoing it within 3 months.
Now, I've already made my first two payments.
That's why I said 3 months.
Yeah. and Gina, here's what that son of a bitch did, okay? So I do all this research, right? And I got the rough trade-in, the average trade-in, the retail. I got a couple of them I found on Marketplace. And I got all. Mm-hmm. And so I got this number. And I go, I lay all this information out for Tom. I go, Tom, here's the low end and here's the high end. And he goes, oh, I was just going to sell it to you for this amount anyway. I go, well, why'd you make me do all this research?
It was an exercise, Bubba.
I'm like, Jesus. So, yes, Brian, I own Tom Bean's old hoopty.
That's awesome.
But if you don't know any better, that thing still looks like a badass car.
No, you just put a little bit into it. Please, please, please replace that little missing piece of plastic on the front.
Listen, I've already done that.
Thank you. That drove me nuts.
I put a new intake on
it. The exhaust is what got me.
I'm going to get the exhaust fixed. I already got an appointment at Huff's Muffler in Plant City.
Oh, the best.
Uh-huh. I think nothing muffs huff or nothing.
Nothing muffs like a huff.
Yeah, something like that. And then
huff my muff.
It was $410 on Amazon to get the new replacement bulbs for the because the bulbs were blown out of the front deal. But I'll tell you this: Tom Bean kept meticulous records.
Yes,
absolutely meticulous records. And I mean, like, and you know, they were all like in this little folder and all dated, all Tom Beaned out, like everything. Has brand new tires. He was very much, when he got it serviced, he usually got it serviced at Mercedes. So, I mean, I'll get 5, 6, 7. Hell, I'll hand that car down to Tyler when he's ready for a prom car.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Prom car? That's high school.
I know. Okay. Anytime you get a nice car, it's always a. Remember you always had
his
to borrow.
In high school.
Don't you remember that you always had to borrow your buddy's, like your family's uncle's best car to go to the prom in?
Mm-hmm. And the vet.
I borrowed my Uncle Jerry's IROC, when I went to the prom, and I looked pretty cool too.
Oh, an IROC back then, though, that was it.
An IROC in 84.
That was it.
Yeah, playing some White Snake.
That was it. Playing some, Bad to the Bone by George Thorogood, because, that's with your hair feathered back like you're a fat Scott Baio with your cheesy-ass Wayne Newton mustache. Have you guys seen my prom picture?
Frosted tip.
No.
Oh, my God. It's laying around here somewhere. You would die for it.
Oh.
So anyway, Tom, so I go to try to buy this Mercedes, and he goes like, yeah, I'm not going to keep it. You know, I said, why don't you just keep it and drive it every once in a while? It's a great car. He's like, mm-mm. Gina hates it. There's no Bluetooth. There's no connectivity or any of this, and she has to have all of that.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm like, what are you doing?
It's Regina's middle class.
Yeah. Middle class.
Hence Regina's middle class.
I mean, it was, Bubba, it was the
I
most absurd.
I refuse to get in a car that doesn't have connectivity.
Here's the worst about it. She continued to fight with me over the fact that she was. And I had to Google to her to show her that she's a one percenter. Like, I'm like, you don't understand. You are.
A one percenter?
You're a 1-2 percenter. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I don't think that because I was born a one percenter. I mean, in my head,
you were born a one percenter.
I was not.
Well,
but the
you were
reason...
born a one percenter, and the type of job your dad used to do.
But it's not like I mean, you know what? I wasn't born a one percenter. Thinking I have always been middle class. I have a middle class mindset.
You're a rich bitch that can get down to street level real fast. Like you don't forget where you came from. And you know, Tom's the same way.
Yes,
Tom's not fancy. He owns a dirt track, for God's sake.
He's not fancy at all. He wears a uniform to work, essentially. He wears the same thing every day.
You ever tell him, hey, baby, how about that top button getting loose and us getting a little crazy on the way home?
That's called foreplay.
On the veterans. How about, a little mom over here giving you a little something, but the top button has to go, kid.
I know.
No.
No. No. I'm used to it now. The funny part is when you look at pictures of him as a kid, he has it buttoned all the way up. It's so funny.
As a kid?
Like that. Yeah. I'll send you a picture of him buttoned all the way up when he's 5.
Oh, okay, well.
It's hysterical.
Tom has a button-up banana hammock, too.
You better be ready for me to get my ass kicked. when I show all the boys at the track, I'm going to get my ass kicked, and I'm going to tell him, hey, Tom, you can't get mad at me because your wife sent it to me, buddy. So call her up and get heat with her.
I will send it to you. It's hysterical.
That ain't happening. So anyway, Gina, thank you for approving my cabin visit.
Absolutely. I hope you have fun. It's so relaxing.
Well,
up there.
Larry Plummer and his wife are driving down from Warsaw.
Oh, good.
And then me and my significant other is the merch crick are going up from this. So it's like 8 hours from here, right?
Yeah, it's 8 hours. Well, the way you drive.
Yeah.
It'd be about 6.5.
Careful up
maybe.
There.
Yeah,
they don't play
careful.
In LJ.
What do you mean?
Those Georgia cops will give you tickets like no tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. They don't play. You go 6 miles an hour over up there, you're getting a ticket.
Didn't the last trip, Gina, it was you, Tom, and Janice?
Yes, that was very interesting.
Oh, Blitz found your prom pick.
Oh, he did? Did you find him?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Look at that. That's Wayne Newton, 8 Scott Baio. Is what that is.
Is that? Do you have a mustache?
Yeah,
is that,
that was a little cheese Wayne Newton deal.
It. She was very pretty. One month later,
he was driving her across the border of the state.
No, we didn't. nothing happened because you would get there. You know how, like, back when we were kids, Gina, they always, like, would decorate the gym. That's where you'd have prom.
Yeah.
They just decorate the gym with, like, streamers and all that kind of nonsense and have a band and some 80s band played. Or they had a DJ up there or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Well, and they had, like, the punch, and everybody's like, oh, let's spike the punch. But nobody ever was really able to spike the punch,
Yeah.
And then you had the degenerates that had to go smoke cigarettes outside, and they had, like, a little smoking area. Back in the day in high school, man, smoking was completely dirty butt. Like, if you were a cigarette smoker, you were just straight white trash.
Even then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thought it was cool. Yeah.
My school had a smoking lounge for students. I remember
was it.
But
for all the goth kids that had, like, leather jackets and were, in, like, outsiders?
But
like
you had to be 18.
The goth kids
like
smoked.
Like the bad boys and girls.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you didn't want to ever date a chick that smoked, that just... So I didn't know that this girl that I went to the date. Well, first of all, she was my neighbor. I couldn't find a date.
Oh, man.
And Janie Cakes, I come home one day and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to go to the prom. Prom's stupid. I mean, it's just, I got to get all dressed up, but I'd just rather just, I don't even want to go to the prom, Mom. And she's like, hopefully you got to go to the prom. It's like, it's, you know, it's just your senior year. Every boy has to have a date for, like that old, you know, Varsity Blues type mentality where you got to go to the prom. And so she's like, I was talking to Chris Andrews' mom yesterday, and she's our neighbor, by the way. And you know how cute Chris is. Don't you see her out there washing her car all the time and say that she's cute and everything. I'm like, yeah, she's kind of hot, but I, you know, I don't really know her. She's 2 years younger than me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even hang out with her. Like, Mom, I don't even hang out with the same people she hangs out with. My mom goes, well, I'm going to talk to her mom tomorrow. We'll see if we can put you kids together. So next thing you know, like it's like an arranged prom date.
Did her mom bring a dowry?
My mom has to talk to her mom. I'm going to have a purple Wayne Newton tux, and so she had to have like a little purple dress, kind of like, oh, you know, this kind of deal.
Broker deal.
Yeah. So we get there, and we get our picture taken, and a whole nine yards, and like Gene, I don't mean to disrespect you, but as a guy, we're just trying to get ass.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to get laid. That's like the big
especially at that age.
Yeah, your senior year, when you go to the prom, like the big Iggy is, hey, I'm going to get laid. Like, you got to get laid.
Yep.
Like, that's the thing.
Yep.
Like,
no one told everything, me.
Biology. Everything's just a precursor to trying to get laid. You know, the dance, the pictures, the whole deal. But at the end of the day, what you try to do is get one of your older friends to get you a hotel room because you're not old enough to get a hotel room.
You got
to
get drunk,
liquor.
And liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you have your hotel room at the Holiday Inn down the road with that, you know, you got your beer and your liquor. And then, you know, 5 or 6 of your buddies got rooms and you all try to have like a little party from room to room. But at the end of the day, you're going to try to be blasting this chick.
And it usually never happens.
And about 92% of the time, something happens.
I sent you my prom pic. You haven't even know.
Hold on. I can't. Regina Hunter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm asking for it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Looks like you're with Kevin Hazlett. No, you're with the guy that was the head singer for Flock of Seagulls.
Wow, look at that bummer picture right there.
And Regina ran so far away.
And she ran. She ran so far away.
Look at that dress.
Actually, though, Regina, he was kind of a handsome guy. I mean, he was kind of cute. Was he like the stud in the team, you know?
No. No, no. That was my little boyfriend from high school. He ended up going into the Navy,
how innocent you look.
Look at that dress. Look at that middle class. I had a petticoat. It was like
you look like you're getting married.
Yeah,
that's a middle class dress right there.
Yeah, that's a middle class dress. That was brought to you by an illegal craps game
Let me tell you.
your dad had to go to Youngstown and pick up a couple payloads for that dress.
No, I bought that. That dress was from Rave, if anybody remembers that old store.
Right.
And I had to put it on layaway, and I went down and made payments because I worked
at
the
Limited.
Kind of
like what I'm doing with Tom Bain's Mercedes. Yeah. Making payments.
Only she didn't get to wear it before she bought it.
So my girl, we borrow Uncle Jerry's IROC, and we go, and we're driving to the prom, and all of a sudden, she whips out these cigarettes.
Oh, no.
I never knew that she smoked. And she lights up a cigarette. Well, first of all, it's an Uncle Jerry's IROC. You know, we can't be smoking an Uncle Jerry's IROC. Oh, no. First of all.
Was it a T-top?
No, well, no. Yes, it was. But it was.
The wind's blowing.
You don't mess up his hair.
I mean, she has 5.5 gallons of White Rain on her hair. I mean, there ain't nothing going on.
White Rain.
Remember White Rain?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. I can smell it right now. You
White
said that.
White Rain. That's what all the bitches use. We're listening to Bon Jovi, Bad to the, you know, and George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone. So she lights up this cigarette. And I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just smoking. And I go, you can't do that. She's like, well, what do you mean I can't do that? And I go, I didn't know that you smoked. And she goes, yeah, I smoke. Well, I didn't want anything to do with her. So we got to the prom, and I went and joined Larry Plummer and hung out with him. And he wasn't happy with his prom date. He was trying to have a sex with another chick. So he was trying to dump his prom date to go out this Melissa Sands, this track star girl, and we ended up just doing nothing. I didn't even see my date the rest of the night.
Did you go down to the sand pits or whatever it was?
We tried to go to the Indiana Dunes, and that didn't work out. You're like, oh, let's go to the dunes because there's like 6 other schools that are having their proms, and maybe some hot chicks will be at the dunes.
Were you responsible for taking her home?
It was about 41 degrees out in March.
Weren't you responsible for taking her home?
Wait, March? Was this homecoming or prom?
I don't know. It was prom. It was prom. Prom was
prom's
like...
Prom's like... Isn't it
prom's
May?
Prom's in the spring.
Like April,
spring,
May?
Spring. To the spring, May. But yeah. It's still cold in Indiana in May.
Uh-oh.
No, so her little cigarette smoker degenerate bitch friends, they all end up getting together, got all their dates, they dumped them, and they end up finding rides somehow.
Oh, okay.
Back then, you didn't really worry about getting them home. They just got home for some reason. Somebody
yeah,
give you a ride.
They just called
Uber. Like when you lived in a small town, like, you know, she'll get a ride.
Well, didn't like her dad come up to you and be like, you better take care of my little girl?
No.
With a shotgun
she had
or
a
something?
She had a stepdad.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't care.
He was molesting her. She didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He said, I know she'll put out.
Clem, I can't believe you didn't get anything off her. I get something off her three nights a week in the basement.
Those cigarettes come out, though, and you know you got a shot. You know, no girls smoking and not
Marlboro Reds, too.
Oh, she's super loose.
Yeah. See, I should have said, you know what? As much as I'm trying to scoff at these cigarettes, that means she's a little bit of a dirty,
yeah.
like a little bit of a bad girl.
There's no way she wouldn't have at least given you, you know,
something.
Something.
I'm getting my quarter ways rubbed out like Nikki Doherty did. Hello?
This is a rental.
Hello?
Yeah, please don't give me a handy through my rental. I can't dry clean my rental.
Corduroy's stained bad.
And it was a rental, too. from Klein's Men's Store, where Tara used to work. Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Anna, you need to get Regina on Flapping Gaps one of these days.
I would love that.
We have a podcast that her and Tara do called Flapping Gaps.
Oh,
and it's
yes.
just straight Yenta bitch talk. They just talk about all kinds of stupid stuff.
Yep, 100%.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. How's it going, man?
I'm great, thanks.
All right, apologize for the Bluetooth. I'm driving. Listen, I had a question for Regina, if that's all right.
You know, yep. Regina's segment, we can always talk about legal stuff, you know, child custody, divorce, but we just organically just start talking about a bunch of other stuff. So sorry about that. Of course, while Gina and Brian is here, they're always open for your legal questions, and you can always call them at their office. Is it 844-HUNTER-LAW?
Yep.
844-ASK-GINA.
Yeah, okay. 844-ASK-GINA. Okay. I call that a lot when I'm in trouble.
I got a
sure
case
you
for
have.
You today, Bubba.
I call 844-ASK-GINA, but it never has anything to do with a lawsuit that I'm involved in. It's about flinking her husband. Anyway, so go ahead. Anyway, 844-ASK-GINA. Go ahead, sir.
Yep. Okay. So here's a real short story here. I was with my daughter's mother for 17 years. We were never married. My daughter is 14 now. And
do you have a relationship with her? Are you guys co-parenting?
We were for quite a while. I mean, for 17 years I've been with her. My daughter's 14. We co-parented. We really did not have any type of intimate relationship over the past 4 or 5 years. And it was just kind of,
time to break
up.
Yeah.
And I made that step. So she ended up moving to Colorado.
Gina, that should be your new book. It's time to break up.
It's time to break up.
For real.
She's, and
you could go through all the indicators.
She literally can't say that.
Yeah,
she can't encourage divorce, Bubba. Can you believe that? A divorce attorney is not allowed to encourage it.
No.
What's that?
No. I'm not allowed to encourage divorce.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Regina's going to get disbarred now, too.
Yeah. She writes that book.
I get all my attorneys disbarred. I'm the disbarrer.
But I am working on a book, Love is Grand, Divorce is 100 grand, so that might deter.
For real. You know, Gina, for real, you need to stop, you know.
Stop talking about it and do it.
Stop looking at shoes online and actually do it. For real.
Chasing Pokemon.
Yeah. Hey, I got something to blow. Sir, don't go anywhere because Gina's going to ask your question. But I'm going to blow Gina's mind right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm going to drop the mic on you, boss bitch. You ready?
Yep.
Did you know that there is a Pokemon at the entrance of Bubba Raceway Park?
No. I will check it right now,
of course
now,
she
though.
Doesn't know that, Bubba. When's the last time she was up there?
But, is it a Squirtle?
But hold on. But Tom Bean is a
Pokemon.
So isn't that, doesn't he do the Pokemon deal, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, Georgina?
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes up there a lot, and there's a Pokemon right at the front sign.
How do you know, Bubba?
Because...
Just asking.
Because somebody left a stuffed Pikachu there.
I mean, it should blow your mind that I know this, but I was told by a very reliable source that there is a Pokemon.
Yeah, my phone told me when I was playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I know. She's checking.
There's a Pokemon right at the front sign.
There you go. I'm now,
is that
right
not
now.
Is that not a rib in the fact that, well, it was there at least 2 weeks ago because I know somebody that looked for it and it was and didn't claim it because I was going to see how long it took Tom Bean to claim his own Pokemon.
Yeah, there is. I see it right there.
Now, is that not a rib that your very own husband, who owns the place, by the way, and collects Pokemons, does not know that there's a Pokemon at our front facility?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how he doesn't know. Maybe he's keeping it a secret from me.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm gonna get up in his face this weekend too. Do you think Tom Bean will collect that Pokemon when he goes up there Monday?
Yeah, 100%.
But is it not kind of a mic drop that I just faced him on a game that he plays and you knew nothing about?
Yes.
I've never played that game in my entire life. I have no idea what it is, but I know that there's one of these little things that you're trying to collect at the front part of our property. Tom Bean, I own you. Hello, who's what do you got for Gina again, sir? I'm so sorry.
Hello, who's this?
Hold on. You got a 14-year-old. You've co-parent. You haven't blasted her for 4 years. It's time to let her go. She moved to Colorado.
She moved to Colorado because I told her that I had met somebody else and we're done. I wanted her to stay, and she could have stayed in my house. At least the rest of the school year.
When did she move?
That's what my daughter wanted.
When did she move to Colorado?
January 17th.
Of this year?
Of this year, yes, correct.
Okay. And are you in Florida? What state are you in?
I'm in Florida. I'm in Ormond Beach.
So here's the deal. Because you guys were never married and because you never established legally through the courts your paternity.
Technically, paternity has been established.
By a judge?
Because we went through some issues a few years ago regarding DCF, and paternity was established at that point in time in the court's eyes.
Okay. Well, I would have to see the order because... Even if paternity was established just for the purposes of child support or in a dependency action with DCF, that doesn't necessarily mean that you had parental rights over her. And she did leave the state. This is what is important.
Pay attention. The boss bitch is talking.
This is important. Under the UCCJEA, it's called the Uniform Child Custody Jurisdiction and Enforcement Act, which is codified in every state in the United States. Florida is still your daughter's home state, even though she's relocated, and Florida will remain her home state for 6 months from the date that she left. So you have 6 months to file something in Florida if you want her to come back. If you wait greater than 6 months, this is important, listen, then you have to file in Colorado because Colorado will become her home state if she is continuously there for 6 months. So right now, Colorado does not have jurisdiction over your daughter.
What Gina's trying to say, though, is you need to get this thing going quickly.
But. Yes.
Yeah, I completely understand that, but I think we're missing the point here. My daughter is here in Florida with me. The mother left.
Oh, I assume that she took the child.
So that kid's locked in as a Florida kid, right?
Look at me. I didn't even listen.
Absolutely.
Well, never said that part.
Imagine that. You never listened,
I listened.
Gina.
He didn't say that part.
Okay.
You made some dangerous assumptions over
so
Gina.
So what's your... I did.
I'd shut up if I was you, Brian, immediately.
So what's your question? As far as like,
my question is, do I need to do anything in order to protect, basically my parental rights? Can I go after her for child support?
Yes.
She basically abandoned us.
Buddy.
Yes, you can.
You can do all of that, buddy. You can go after child support. You can go after all of that. You absolutely can.
I would advise
Regina, I would advise you driving your ass from Ormond Beach, getting a consultation, 844 Ask Gina,
or Zoom.
You get half or Zoom Gina, and 844 Ask Gina. You get half off a consultation if you're Bubba Army, and Regina will certainly get you going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And I would also tell you that you can go down to the Department of Revenue, Child Support Enforcement, and open up an action to start your child support, because the state of Florida wants to make sure that she is supporting that child who's located in Florida. So they will contact it. You know, they will contact Colorado Department of Revenue to start garnishing her wages.
But this all starts with talking to Gina, my friend.
Well, yes. Real quick,
keep that dog away from eating her face off.
Throwing something else out there, then, Gina.
I hear you. It absolutely does, and I appreciate you.
Hold on, Brian's got something.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Here we go.
If he files this, Regina, is she then going to push to, I mean, is she just saying, hey, just keep the daughter there?
Go ahead, sir. I'm listening. Squigs.
Yeah. All right. No. Sand. Brian, I'm done. Brian, I'm not even going into this. Brian, go ahead. I'm done with
Brian,
this clown.
Brian, to his.
I know why she went to Colorado
Brian, listen to Bubba.
Listen to me. Brian, everybody burn a timeout here. Bubba Bean speaking.
Yep.
I may not have your microphone on the position for the caller to have heard you.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
He could not hear you at all. I now hit the button.
Yeah, pound sand, buddy.
So he could not hear you, my friend. Okay?
I'm sorry.
All right. So let's go ahead and reset this. Sir, Brian can now hear you, and you can now hear him. So
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Brian,
please
speak to him.
So do you want, like, at this point, your wife's not pushing
Gina, so Bubba Bean or what?
I had very to, like, much.
Slow it all down.
Brian actually has a real question to ask.
Go ahead, sir.
So right now, is your wife, like, pushing?
You never put the mic on for Brian, so I don't.
You can't hear Brian right now.
No,
lucky
absolutely
fella.
Not.
You're the luckiest guy in America.
Okay, there we go. I got you now.
All right,
go ahead, sir.
Is your wife pushing for visitation or for the daughter to come out to Colorado to visit or anything like that?
Okay, so first of all, maybe you weren't listening earlier, but she's not my wife. We were never married.
Your 17-year non-common
law
wife. Yeah, paramour.
Correct.
As we say.
Correct. She wants my daughter to come out. Well, she wanted to bring her with her, and my daughter said, no, I'm not going.
Okay.
So,
that's all really I was asking. If she's pushing for to get her out there, then go ahead and file now. Because I was going to say, if you file, then she's going to be pushing to get her out there. And if your daughter didn't want to go and you were okay financially, but now that I see that your wife, your significant other is going to want her out there, then it probably makes sense.
So here's what I would say. I don't know what parental responsibility was established through the juvenile dependency court, but I would tell you that you need to file a petition to establish, and I understand your paternity has already been established, but you need to establish residential care and parental responsibility, and you need to make sure that Florida has jurisdiction. Once you file, it's going to be very hard for her to get the child out to Colorado because she'll have to file a petition for relocation, and that is very difficult to win.
Listen, Johnny, short spacer trying to talk over us. Call 844-ASK-GINA. Get signed up and get this thing handled sooner than later.
And what Regina's saying, so basically the mom can take the kid to Colorado and then say, if you want her back, you got to come fight me here in Colorado.
Then you have to show paternity.
Again.
Well, but you'd have to fight her in Colorado.
Well, after
6 months. That's a pain in the ass, I'm sure.
If I may step in, please. Again, all of this can be rectified by calling 844-ASK-GINA. These are all stuff that she will walk you through, buddy.
Okay, do you know that number? If I was to give you a pop quiz, what's the goddamn number right now?
844-ASK-GINA.
All right.
And the reason that you're giving me that pop quiz is so that we can actually triple the marketing on that.
There you go. See, you're long-time. Right,
I get it.
And with that, I'm going to say goodbye respectfully, sir. Thank you.
So just a follow-up for anybody who was listening. If the mother takes the child to Colorado and Florida still has jurisdiction, he files in Florida, but it's a motion for return of minor child to Florida, which typically is difficult to have heard on an emergency basis if there really isn't an emergency, like the child is upset or being harmed in Colorado. If the child is left here and then mom tries to take the child to Colorado, then she has to file in Florida a petition to relocate the child, And that's very difficult to win. So it really, you know, I always tell people, don't let the parent move and then think you're going to fight to bring back. You might win that, but you're the underdog then.
Possession's 9/10 of the law. So if you got
even
the
with
kid,
kids, even with kids,
even yeah. with kids, if you
Gina,
got them, you're in a better
Gina's
spot.
That's Gina's new poster right there.
Right.
Possession's 9/10 of the law, even with kids.
I mean, let me just tell you. So I recently had a guy not come in because we're in the pandemic, but he called and he's like, hey.
Now you do Zoom consultations,
I do.
Right?
I do. So right.
You prefer them. You hate humans.
No, I actually prefer in person, but, you know, with the pandemic right. and we've got people that are immunocompromised. So we're doing Zoom for now, but right. hopefully we'll get back to some in-person consults.
Because Zoom doesn't do you justice. If I was borderline, like, she's pretty hot on Zoom, but in real life, bitch, where do I sign up?
Oh, she's got filters.
I do. I look, I got like Snapchat filters.
Right, you're the best.
You got so, bunny ears and stuff.
Woo! But I had a guy that called, and he's like, hey, my girlfriend said she's moving to Texas tomorrow, and I need to come over and say goodbye to my son, and her dad's there, and they're literally packing up. And I'm like, dude, like, we have to file this. I mean, it was, we got it filed that day. He had to go down to the courthouse, get the summons issued. He got it to the court.
But
he
you got him to do it, didn't you?
Literally, the process server served her in the driveway
while she was pulling out.
But yeah, he rolled up to say goodbye to the kid with the process server.
That's pimp.
And she left the kid with him, got in the car, and drove to Texas with
only
her dad.
Only the boss bitch will give you that type of advice.
But it's literally that.
Like, time sensitive.
That's time sensitive. You cannot go, well, she said she'll come back. Here's another thing. Oh, she's going to visit her grandmother in Texas. Now, this is if you're not married, you know, if it's just, you know, it's paternity.
Straight paternity.
And she's going to visit her grandma in Texas, and then she just never comes back.
Right.
I mean, you have 6 months to file something where jurisdiction remains in Florida, but after 6 months. So the guy that comes in to me is like, well, she's been visiting her granddaddy in Texas for eight months.
Last 9 months.
Yeah, you got to go to Texas at that point, and good luck going to Texas.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Did you know, trivia question, that your husband owns a town in Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, called Tom.
Yeah, it's called Tom Bean.
There is a town in Texas, an organized, incorporated town with the Tom Bean police and everything, that's called Tom Bean, Texas.
The police all wear polos buttoned all the way up.
That's the uniform.
Gina, I gotta get heat with you.
Uh-oh.
You and Tom did not make the Bubba Army royalty party this
year.
I
missed them.
And One-Eyed Billy and Ken Snyder did. Yeah. You guys made it last year, and it was like, oh my God, there's Gina.
I know. It's my fault. And I want to say... I think I was just
Did you get some negligee that weekend?
She is squirming for an excuse.
No,
I got boss bitch on the hot seat.
She literally readjusted herself in the seat as she's trying to think of the lie that she's going to spew as to why she didn't make BARP.
I don't want to lie. Here's what I'm going to say.
I don't want to lie, but I don't want to tell the truth.
Just woman up.
I am. So everybody's using COVID as an excuse, and I'm not going to use COVID. It would be really easy to say, well, I was afraid I was going to get COVID. No.
Good call.
I'm going to be very honest.
Because everybody did catch COVID,
by the way. It was a super spreader.
Oh,
yeah.
Was it? Yeah. Well, yeah. That
was the excuse you could have used, and you failed.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you ever listened to the show and you knew that it was a super spreader, you're going to think, well, Bubba, see, I made the right decision because 19 people got it.
It all started Friday night at the dollhouse.
No, I wasn't there.
Well, that's why, but here's the thing. That's not why we didn't go. I was kind of on the fence, and Tom's like, yeah, you know, the royalty parties this weekend. And I have to tell you, Bub, I was just overwhelmed. Like, that week for me at work was just all in my face. Like, I was
like,
I cannot.
And you just spent a week in the cabin with your mom and Tom Bean.
Right. I could not do it. Tom's like, oh. He's like, well, I'm blaming you then. And I'm like,
well
that's fine.
I literally,
I'm like, I said, do you want me to text Bubba? Because I think, he's like, no. He's like, don't. He's busy with everything.
He was right.
Yeah. But I was just, honestly, you just have those days. I was like, I have to just sit at home and watch Netflix. I cannot talk to another person.
Are you on the Ozark deal?
That's this weekend. That's the binge this weekend.
I finished it.
No.
What happens at episode 5, 6, and 7?
Brian, don't say a word. Brian, I swear to God, don't say a word.
When her brother comes back.
What about the gun deal?
What?
What about the gun deal?
I'm joking.
And by the way, can I tell you what Regina kind of reminds me of? And I don't want you to take it the wrong. Yes.
Ruthie.
That's awesome.
If Gina even would have had a rougher life in Dayton, she would be Ruthie.
Well, I'll tell you who Ruthie is Regina's cousin and our paralegal, Melissa. She is Ruthie.
Yeah.
She
my
is.
Cousin.
Yeah. Regina's cousin and one of our paralegals at the firm is Ruthie.
Now is Janice, who's the head of the mama of the poppy place?
Darlene?
Is Janice Darlene?
I don't know.
Darlene Snow.
You know
do you
Darlene
watch the show?
Gina,
I do, but I can't.
So you remember the hillbilly poppy seed heroin grower?
Yes.
The woman who killed her husband?
And she blew her husband's balls off?
Yes.
She blew off Frank Jr.'s balls.
The Irish mafia.
She shot a guy.
Mob.
Yeah,
the KC mob guy.
Yeah. Oh, good. No one has to watch the show.